Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Batting second. The second baseman, Randy Velarde. Batting third. The first baseman, Jason Giambi. Batting fourth. The DH, John Jaha. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Matt Stairs. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Scott Spezio. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ben Grieve. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ramon Hernandez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Menichino. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Mike Oquist. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Batting third. The DH, B.J. Surhoff. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Cal Ripken. Batting sixth. The catcher, Charles Johnson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Gene Kinsale. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Hairston. Batting ninth. The first baseman, Ryan Miner. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Mussina. And now, play ball. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Becker strikes out. 1-out. Randy Velarde batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Velarde hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Velarde reaches second base with a double. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Giambi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Miner scoops it up and throws to first, with Mussina covering, for the out. Velarde moves to third. 2 outs. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Jaha hits a line drive towards short. Bordick reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Anderson hits a fly ball into left field. Grieve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bordick strikes out. 2 outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Surhoff takes first base on ball 4. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Velarde scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Stairs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kinsale, who is chasing the ball. Stairs reaches third base with a triple. Scott Spezio is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Spezio hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ben Grieve batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Grieve hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stairs scores. 2 outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Kinsale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a pop-up towards third. Spezio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charles Johnson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Kingsale is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kingsale strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hairston takes first base on ball four. Johnson moves to second. Ryan Miner batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Miner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Greve. Miner reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. Hairston moves to third. It's Athletics, 1, Orioles, 1. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick is 0 for 1 in the game. Bordick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stairs, who is chasing the ball. Bordick reaches third base with a triple. Hairston scores. Miner scores. Anderson goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Orioles. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Surhoff hits a line drive into left field. Greve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Menichino is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Menichino hits a pop-up towards first. Miner juggles the ball. That's an error on Miner. Menichino moves to second. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Becker is 0 for 1 in the game. Becker strikes out. One out. Randy Velarde is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Velarde is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Velarde hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hairston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Menichino moves to third. Two outs. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Giambi is 0 for 1 in the game. Giambi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hairston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stairs. Bell reaches second base with a double. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Greve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charles Johnson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Gene Kingsale batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Kingsale is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingsale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Velarde fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jaha is 0 for 1 in the game. Jaha hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Matt Stairs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Stairs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Stairs takes first base on ball 4. Jaha moves to second. Scott Spezio is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Spezio is 0-for-1 in the game. Spezio hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Spezio reaches second base with a double. Jaha scores. Stairs moves to third. It's 4-2, Orioles. Ben Grieve is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Grieve is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Grieve hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hairston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stairs scores. Spezio moves to third. One out. It's 4-3, Orioles. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Hernandez strikes out. Two outs. Frank Menichino is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Menichino is 0-for-1 in the game. Menichino strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hairston is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hairston hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Becker. Hairston reaches second base with a double. Ryan Minor is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Minor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Minor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Hairston trying to get to home. Stairs throws the ball into Hernandez who tags Hairston who's trying to score from second, for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Anderson strikes out. Two outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bordick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got three RBIs. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Menichino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Becker is 0-for-2 in the game. Becker strikes out. One out. Randy Velarde batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Velarde is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Velarde hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Giambi is 0-for-2 in the game. Giambi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Greg McMichael now pitching. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Surhoff is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Surhoff hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Becker. Surhoff reaches second base with a double. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-3, Orioles. Charles Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gene Kingsale is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Kingsale is 0-for-2 in the game. Kingsale hits a ball on the ground towards second. Velarde scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hairston is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hairston hits a line drive beyond second. Velarde can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Ryan Minor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. There goes Hairston. The throw from Hernandez and he is safe. Hairston steals second. Ryan Minor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Minor is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Minor takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Haynes now pitching. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Anderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hairston scores. Minor moves to third. It's 8-3, Orioles. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bordick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Bordick takes first base on ball 4. Anderson moves to second. B.J. Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Surhoff hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Becker. Surhoff reaches second base with a double. Minor scores. Anderson scores. Bordick moves to third. It's 10-3, Orioles. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bordick scores. Surhoff moves to third. It's 11-3, Orioles. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Velarde settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 11, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Corsi now pitching. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jaha is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jaha strikes out. One out. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Stairs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Stairs hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-4, Orioles. Scott Spezio is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Spezio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Spezio hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-5, Orioles. Ben Grieve batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Grieve is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 2 RBIs. Grieve hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Hernandez hits a line drive towards first. Minor catches it and steps on first to double up Grieve. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 11, and the Athletics 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Chad Harville now pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Ripken hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeff Rabule pinch runs for Cal Ripken. Charles Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stairs. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Rabule moves to third. Gene Kingsale is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kingsale is 0 for 3 in the game. Kingsale hits a fly ball into right field. Stairs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rabiule tags and scores. One out. It's 12-5, Orioles. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hairston is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Hairston hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Ryan Miner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Johnson scores. Hairston moves to second. It's 13-5, Orioles. Ryan Miner is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Miner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Miner strikes out. Two outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Anderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Anderson hits a line drive into right field. Stairs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 13, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Rabiule now playing third base. Frank Menichino is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Menichino is 0-for-2 in the game. Menichino hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hairston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0-for-3 in the game. Becker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Almedo Sines pinch hits for Randy Velarde. Almedo Sines is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Sines strikes out. Two outs. Jason Giambi batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Giambi is 0-for-3 in the game. Giambi hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 13, and the Athletics 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Becker now playing right field. Almedo Sines now playing third base. Jason McDonald now playing center field. Scott Spezio now playing second. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bordick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Bordick hits a pop-up towards short. Menichino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Surhoff is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Surhoff hits a fly ball into right field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 13, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Jesse Garcia now playing shortstop. Rich Amaral now playing right field. Mike Fetters now pitching. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jaha is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jaha hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ryan Christensen pinch runs for John Jaha. Jason McDonald batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. McDonald takes first base on ball four. Christensen moves to second. Scott Spezio is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Spezio is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Spezio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Christensen scores. McDonald moves to second. It's 13-6, Orioles. Ben Grieve is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Grieve is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Grieve strikes out. one out. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 3 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rebule fields it and throws to first for the out. McDonald moves to third. Spezio moves to second. Two outs. Frank Menichino is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Menichino is 0 for 3 in the game. Menichino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rebule fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 13, and the Athletics 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeff Rebule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rebule hits a fly ball into left field. Greve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charles Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Kingsale is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kingsale is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Kingsale hits a fly ball into center field. McDonald settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hairston is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. Hairston hits a fly ball into center field. McDonald settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 13, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Rebule now playing second base. Mike Figgia now catching. Calvin Pickering now playing first base. Ryan Miner now playing third base. Gabe Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Becker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Almedo Sines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sines is 0 for 1 in the game. Sines hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Giambi is 0 for 4 in the game. Giambi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 13, and Oakland Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.